Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free. Select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
So, Donald, I may have indulged a bit too much. My energy's been lagging. My belt is definitely on its last notch from all of the eating.
Well, the holidays can do that to you, buddy. It makes you reach for quick fixes that have rough and lasting effects on your gut. Good thing we have GT Synergy Raw Kombucha to get your gut back on track.
That's right. It's those billions of probiotics that whip the gut back into balance. And those are naturally occurring probiotics, not the added fake kind.
Drink GT Synergy to show your gut that you love them. Better health is as simple as making a few small changes, and incorporating GTs is an easy one.
You can learn more about GTs at gtslivingfoods.com/loveyourguts and pick up a bottle at your local grocery store in the refrigerated section.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. If you want to listen live, all you have to do is download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Also, if you want to catch this show on video, be sure to check out Zumo TV, channel 719. That's where you can find Sports Grid's Fantasy Sports Network. Enjoy the show, and thanks so much for listening.
You're listening to the Sports Grid Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught you all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
Louis Adames leads off for the Rays here in the bottom of the fourth inning. But Adames sends this one to deep left center. 4-0, Tampa Bay.
Yeah, didn't get any better for the Houston Astros in that game as they end up falling to the Tampa Bay Rays as Yankee fans rejoiced, as the Yankees rejoiced, knowing that instead of the Houston Astros prepping and getting ready to send out Gerrit Cole against the Yankees in game one of the championship series, no. Gerrit Cole would be heading to Minute Maid Park in order to take on who? Yeah, this scrappy-ass Tampa Bay Rays team that will not, I repeat, not go away, giving this Astros team all sorts of fits. They did again last night. And the things that we were concerned with Justin Verlander certainly came to fruition when you guys take a look at 3 days rest, something he has never done before. And when he did do it last time, it wasn't exactly his usual dominating self at 36 years old. You know, time is your friend when you have extra times to heal. And it wasn't that he lost velocity last night, guys. He was, you know, 95 to 97. The problem with a guy like Verlander going up against a team like the Tampa Bay Rays is that he missed everything out over the plate. And when you don't have that slider at 83 miles an hour to work with that 95 mile an hour cutter, yeah, when you start leaving things over to play to a contact hitting team, no less. You know, if this wasn't the Twins would have swung and missed regardless. Yeah, no, the Rays don't. The Rays were prepared to swing and make him work, and that's exactly what they did. we got ourselves another game five. That is now three game fives, guys. Two today, one more tomorrow. The Yankees are just sitting back going, whenever you guys are ready here. But can I say definitively that the Rays are going to win or the Dodgers are win? Or no, this is what it's so unique, Dane, from the standpoint of very few chances and opportunities. And it hasn't happened a lot since 2005. But we've got really, dare I say, coin flip situations here in all three games where I don't know. I know who should. I know who the better team is. But the better team doesn't necessarily mean they're going to win in game fives. This is going to be an awful lot of fun over the next 48 hours to see how it unfolds.
Yeah, it absolutely will. Good morning, Joe. Good morning, degenerates. Let's cock-a-doodle do it here on Make It Rain. You're absolutely right, Joe. You know, there's an old saying that the best two words in sports are game seven. Well, you're going to have to change that to game five because that's what we are going to see over the course of the next couple of days. I think you're absolutely right, Joe. I mean, the idea, they said it, Verlander just didn't have it, and it was his breaking stuff. The slider didn't have bite, and that's where you hear the term cement mixer because it's spinning, but it ain't moving. And the other part about this, honestly, is those fans were hyped, okay, waving the yellow towels. And the fact that Tommy Pham hits the home run as the second batter of the game really allows that fan base to, you know, kind of go off and have the entire game be a coronation of sorts. I got to tell you this, though. I want to find a prop bet for game five of, like, how many Tampa Bay Rays will be on the mound. Joe, I think it may be like seven or eight on Thursday for the Rays, and I think that's going to be very interesting. But before we even get to that, we've got two today. And Joe, you say it's a coin flip. I agree with you. And so if that's the case, I'm staring at the Nationals plus 145 and the Dodgers minus 165. Now, you know that I love Walker Buehler as much as the next man. But Strasburg at plus 145? Huh. Sure.
He's it's interesting looking at the numbers in his career. He in this spot here, the Strasburg in postseason play has been, yeah, he's been pretty damn dominant here, yeah, guys, in postseason play. He's been a tough dude. In fact, it's kind of crazy when you look at it. He doesn't have a one ERA. I mean, he has been pretty much unhittable in the playoffs in his career, but yet he hasn't done all that well in Dodger Stadium, and that's been the biggest problem this year. In fact, Washington is just 1-4 in Strasburg's last five starts in L.A., which, again, it's great playoff baseball record, but when you look at this, for some reason, this park has not been great to Strasburg. But none of that, and again, that's the beauty of this, it is a game five. The best team, crumple it up, throw it out. It doesn't matter who the best team on paper is. Doesn't matter what the stats is. The only thing that matters tonight and tomorrow night is who is the best team in nine innings right today, beginning at 5 o'clock and beginning at 8 o'clock. That's all that matters, because there might be some people holding on to some future tickets here that thought, I don't know, Mattress Mac, in Houston, I thought for sure the Astros would be on their way to it. The World Series with his $3 million bets there to win the World Series. Yeah, you got to hope you can get past the Tampa Bay Rays, who have absolutely no fear. And yet they have nothing to lose. And maybe that's the biggest problem with the, and maybe that's where most of all, between all of these game fives. Listen, Atlanta, you're home. It's great, but who had Atlanta ever all year long? Nobody ever talked about Atlanta, much less winning a World Series. Yeah, the Dodgers, yeah, I mean, it kind of, it gave you the point, but all year long we've been talking, the one team that can give the Dodgers the run is exactly the team that's taking them to a game five. The Astros, yeah, no, you were supposed to battle the Yankees. You were supposed to win the American League. Now all of that is on your shoulders. And we talked about it, Dane. Sphincters get a little tighter this time of year. We don't have 18 to 5 games, do we? Yeah, no. And which is also why, keep looking at them unders, guys. They're not going to increase. They are not going to all of a sudden flip a switch and score 14 runs in a game. Unders, been really profitable thus far. And something tells me they're going to be really profitable moving forward for the rest of the month.
Yeah, we definitely talked about this, how playoff baseball will be different than the regular season. The three-run homer ain't going to work. Look, the Minnesota Twins are home already, right? There's been four series. Yeah. Three of them are going to game five. One was a sweep, and it was that home run hitting team that, you know, used that and nothing else. Joe, the other thing we said in the National League that all three of these teams were live to beat the Dodgers. I remember one segment we even talked about for futures bets, bet all three of these teams to try to cover them. And if you did that, you could be sitting pretty starting tonight.
Dodgers could be done here tonight, guys. Well, they got to play the games. We'll break them down next.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
These days, it feels like we're on 24/7. Between work, friends, family, and a million things piling up left and right, the nonstop hustle has taken over. And it's kind of a lot. Sure, Rise and Grind is all fine and dandy, but sometimes you just need a moment to turn off and hit reset. That's when you reach for a Coors Light. It's literally made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as refreshing and crisp as the Colorado Rockies, perfect for a moment to unwind. You know it's time to chill when the mountains on the cans and bottles turn blue. So when you want to hit reset, reach for Coors Light, the only beer that is mountain cold refreshment, made to chill. Don't feel like running to the store? Get Coors Light in their new look, delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Coors Brewing Company in Golden, Colorado encourages you to celebrate responsibly.
Salesforce presents a mini meditation. Close your eyes and let your video conference calls fade away. Ignore the voices drifting from your laptop. Forget how your chin looks from this angle. And focus on what really matters, your customer. On your path to customer success, focus your teams with a single 360-degree view of your customer with Salesforce Customer 360. Find customer focus at salesforce.com/360.
It is Wednesday, guys, October the 9th, 2019. It is a day in which we have do or die baseball. October baseball game fives, exactly what you could hope for. I know certainly what Rob Manfred and company hoped for here, to be able to have a couple, not one, not two, but three game fives coming up over the next 48 hours to decide who advances for the opportunity to play for a world championship. And all, when I tell you big names in Major League Baseball, you're talking does it not get any more blue blood than the Yankees and the Dodgers. But the Cardinals, they're a pretty good baseball town, too. They're also a pretty good historic baseball team. The Braves, they've been around for a little while as well. The Astros, one of the most dominant teams here, of course, in baseball over the last 5 years. They came from the ashes of 30 wins, 30, 40 wins a year to putting together a contender. And then, of course, you got the Rays, the little engine that could, always has, always seems to have been there, but could never get past the Yankees or the Red Sox. And yet here they find themselves once again with an opportunity to advance and try to get to yet a World Series. So it's working out for baseball, and it's working out for baseball fans. And as far as rotations go, it's going to be very interesting. I love the fact that Walker Buehler and Strasburg got the call. I love that Flaherty and Foltynewicz, they'll be going tonight. Now, as far as Flaherty, he's without a doubt the stud for the St. Louis Cardinals. We know that he's the ace. Foltynewicz, certainly, I mean, what can you say about this guy? He Guys, to start the year, people were laughing at him. He was sent down. He was hurt. He came back in. The guy, you know, he was getting lit up. And all of a sudden, he started to get a little more stretched out as the year went on. And towards the end of the year, guys, he has been, listen, he beat this team 3-0 in game two. And he outdueled Flaherty in that one there. He was absolutely unhittable. But understand, he's been unhittable now for the last month and a half. I mean, he has been crazy. Now, he only went out in the season, Dan. He was 8-6. He had a 4.54 ERA. But, man, what he did here throughout the end of the month was just crazy. In fact, his last six starts, 5-1, 1.22 ERA, 0.65 whip. Dude, he has been, in many aspects, their ace here over the last month. Give it to the hot hand. And I don't know that there's been anybody hotter than good old Faulty here for the Braves. I think they have the guy they want on the mound here. Go with the hot hand, so to speak. Yeah, right. He's got it, man. And it could very well be exactly what the Braves need to be able to advance to take on whoever wins the Dodgers and Nationals game.
Yeah, I'm excited for this pitching matchup. It is a repeat of Game 2. We've outlined it before. Flaherty was probably the best pitcher in all of Major League Baseball in the second half of the season, but he did not get the win in Game 2. To your point, Joe, Foltynewicz, I believe since he's been called back up from his stint in the minors, and, you know, whatever they worked on down there, whether it was an extra pitch or something mechanical or whatever it was, it worked because he has been lights out since then. Joe, you know, we talk about the idea that playoff baseball is different. Game five, you know, how sphincters are going to get tighter. I know what we've also done is try to take the bullpen out of it. So talk to me, Joe, but I'm comfortable right now. First five in this St. Louis Atlanta game, I see the first five total at 4 on the nose. I think I'm comfortable with an under in this one because I also saw in game two in a playoff context, you know, Flaherty and Faulty brought it in game two. So tell me why I should not bet the first five under today in Atlanta.
Yeah. I can't tell you that it's not a good bet because the truth is between these two teams, the biggest issues with them, they struggle at the plate. And as good as Flaherty was, right, in that second half, his last 16 starts, Dane, his last 16 starts, he has been absolutely, I mean, has there been anybody better?
But ERA, yet, right?
Yeah, the guy's ridiculous what he's done. But the problem is, I'm sorry, his last 17 starts, he's only 10-7. And he's got a 1.11 ERA. He's got a 0.73 whip, but yet he's lost seven games. Why is that? Because the Cardinals don't give him any run support, and
sounds
nothing has changed here in game one. They don't give him any run support, and it's not like Atlanta, guys, is crushing the ball. The Cardinals right now, over the last 4 weeks, are hitting .237 as a team. The Braves are hitting .238. So for all of the talk of these guys and these big bats and, Freeman has been nowhere to be found in this series over here. Outside of Acuna with a couple of hits here or there, they are struggling to put runs on the board. And, yeah, when you get two pitchers that can put the ball where they want, these two teams hitting .230, Dane, where are the runs going to come? I'm with you, man. I don't see the runs coming. I see manufactured runs.
Sure.
But are we looking
but
at what?
Manufacturing
double
five
digit
is
here?
A lot different than what you
I don't
need to
see double digits.
One.
Nope.
And
don't
Joe, here's the thing. We talk another thing. You know, we need to do a gambling you about shopping around. I just told you 4, right? Our partners over at FanDuel, first five total, Joe, is 4.5.
There you
so
go.
So that's a big difference. If I can, you know, if it's 2-2 after 5, the difference of winning that bet and pushing that bet feels a lot better to me. So shop around. Over at FanDuel, the first 5 under for Flaherty and Faulty is at 4.5. I will note, though, the underside, Joe, is at -128. So the juice is there. But if you win the bet, it don't matter what the juice is. And we think this is a pretty safe one.
Yeah, and the Cardinals, too, keep this in mind here, guys. The Cards, not great on the road. 1-7 in their last road playoff appearances. But St. Louis is 7-3. prior to that, and they're 10-4 in Atlanta. Their last 14 games in Atlanta, St. Louis is 10-4. So why not great in the playoff atmosphere over the last couple of years on the road? Yeah, in Atlanta this year, 10-4, man. They have been able to dominate there. So this is all of this. When you add it all up, Atlanta-St. Louis could very, very well be another one of these 2-1, 3-1 kind of situations. I doubt very much that the bullpens at this point, because if you're Atlanta, you're going to go Fulton Evich. I got to believe if push comes to shirt, they're going to bring in Soroka. They're not going Max Fried here. They're going to bring in it's going to be starters. And I think the same thing for St. Louis. Like, they're going to unload starters, I think, before we see damn Carlos Martinez again. Like, I don't know how many more times. You know, I give him credit for staying with him after he lost the first two ones, blew the leads there in those games, but they brought him back again. He was able to get the door closed, but I worry about both of these bullpens late in the games, but I don't know how much of it we're going to see, Dane. I really don't. It might be starter. I mean, Wainwright could very well be in this game in the eighth inning.
Yeah, and let's not forget, Wainwright has closer experience, Joe. Like, Wainwright was a closer for like 5 years towards the start of his career, if we remember that. Okay, so that will not be, and this is the thing, it's game five, all right? It's everyone is available. You know, the only player that's probably not available is the game four starter, really. Mm-hmm. That's the only player that's probably not available because they went, you know, 70, 80 pitches, whatever it was, only a couple of days ago. But yeah, we're going to see Keuchel, we're going to see Wainwright, we're going to see all these guys, and that's the way it's got to be. And the thing is, my question, Joe, is how quick will the hook be? You know, because on some level, like, I'd rather have Flaherty even in a jam than who I might have to go to. But the way baseball is managed these days, you know, is you don't let pitchers work out of trouble. And sometimes it worked. I mean, Kevin Cash went to like eight pitchers yesterday. There was a guy who reached first base, he was gone, you know. But that's the thing I'm going to be interested to see. Will either of these managers overmanage the bullpen and go too much matchups instead of, let's not forget, these stud pitchers that are on the slab?
117 pitches, Flaherty, in that game there. How long will they allow him to go is a good question, but we'll dive into some of the Strasburg-Bueller numbers, too. Getting ready for Game 5, Dodgers, Nats next.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Are you a Henry? It stands for high earner, not rich yet. It means that despite earning a six-figure income, you're struggling to amass any meaningful nest egg. Our friends at The Motley Fool can help. Since 1993, they've been providing investment advice, helping members build the financial future they envision. To kickstart your 2021 financial goals, they're offering five of their favorite stock picks for free. Realizing you're a Henry? Remember the not rich yet part. You can do it, and The Motley Fool can help. Visit fool.com/bestbets.
Hi, this is Bowen Yang here, and if you're as excited as I am about the upcoming fourth season of Search Party on HBO Max, then you'll want to tune in to Search Party, the podcast. I'm sitting down with the creators and stars of the dark comedy to delve deeper into the disturbing world inhabited by Dory, Drew, Elliot, and Portia. And to help us discuss Search Party's most prominent themes, we're inviting a very special celebrity fan to join each chat. Folks like Paul Scheer, Vanessa Bayer, Busy Phillips, Taryn Killam, and Carrie Brownstein. Machine, among many others. I couldn't be more excited to talk with these folks about one of my favorite shows on TV. So join us as we review classic moments, share behind-the-scenes anecdotes, and analyze the complex characters and unpredictable plot lines that make the series oh so much fun. Search Party Season 4 comes to HBO Max on January 14th. Meanwhile, be sure to subscribe to Search Party, the podcast, which premieres December 14th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So it might be time for you to get in the game with a DraftKings Sportsbook account, because listeners of this very show, you guys can get a deposit bonus of up to $500 right now. Here's how it works. Just create a DraftKings Sportsbook account. You make a deposit and then you place your first bet. DraftKings, they'll match it with a 50% bonus of up to $500. Now, this offer, it's eligible to all users plus new users. You'll get a risk-free bet of up to $200. If you head over to sportsgrid.com/DK to play, that's sportsgrid.com/DK. And if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER, 21 and over, New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. Check out the website for details. And welcome in here to, I can't believe it, Wednesday, October the 9th. Plenty on tap here today, including a very rare Wednesday night college football clash between two teams that might score 100 points here. This could be one of the most entertaining football games you guys see all year long, and it's happening on a Wednesday night between two Sun Belt monsters, that being App State taking on Louisiana Lafayette, two teams that are offensive juggernauts, guys. This is going to be some fun football tonight. They might have already scored in a game, this game hadn't even started, and they might already have put up 7 points apiece. That's how good they are. A lot of fun with this. Also, a couple of edges to be had here, too. So we'll give you that coming up. But tonight you got Dodger baseball, man. West Coast, Nats, Dodgers, Bueller taking on Strasburg here. We told you about Flaherty and Fultonevich and how we don't see where runs are going to come from in this game. Well, you got a game tonight where the total's even lower here in the situation with Strasburg, Bueller. Bueller pitched just unbelievable against this Nats team at home. We had wondered, why would you go with Bueller at home in game one? And, well, we found out his numbers at home. He's been unhittable at Ches Ravine. But now you're coming in. You got a team that that is rolling. They had an opportunity to close them out. They've alternated wins and losses. So now here you go. I've got my guy. You've got your guy. Let's go up. Let's see what's happening. I can tell you right now, there is a lot of very large bets that have come in over the last 24 hours on the Dodgers to win on the money line this game. In fact, we're talking a couple at the $50,000 mark. We're talking a few at the $25,000 to $35,000 mark. And we have, I do believe, a $315,000 bet that came in on the Dodgers to advance to the National League Championship Series. So we got some big, big money bets. I know the public loves the Dodgers. We know this. And I know some of these bigger bets have pushed the number up a little bit from where it opened, Dane. But we are starting to see a little bit of buyback here on the Nats because, listen, everything has a price. At as good as the Dodgers may be on paper, it gets to the point where, just like last night, you can't say no to the Nationals at that price. There's too much value there for a game, guys. Again, you don't have to be the best team. You just got to be the best team tonight. And baseball provides nine innings of nothing but variance. Anything can happen, including ask the people who all took the Astros and the run line last night because they thought this game was exactly what Tampa did. People thought Houston was going to do, and that didn't happen. So there is value, once again, continuing to be on the board in Major League Baseball. This game especially because of how popular and how much the public will back the Dodgers in this game, and we're starting to see it, man.
Yeah, and that's what I started the show saying, right? At plus 145, I can get Strasburg and the Nats, what I think is, you know, pretty much a coin flip game. That is what we call value. I gotta tell you something, Joe, and this may be a public, you know, kind of angle. I don't know that there's data around this, Joe. But the game is slated to start at 8:37 Eastern time. That's 5:30 on the West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
Joe, I've seen before in places like Miami, where you are, and in LA, I have seen late arriving crowds many times before. Okay. And this is not a normal 7-8 o'clock start out there on the West Coast. This is like 5:30, people just mm-hmm. getting out of work. Am I crazy to have a fear that like the crowd may not be in it or even fully present early on? And the Nats could try to, you know, get out early. Is that a crazy idea? Because sometimes these LA crowds are hit or miss. Maybe this is East Coast bias coming from me, but we saw in Tampa yesterday, right? How Tampa jumped on them early and how the crowd, you know, helped buoy them. You know, I'm worried about a late arriving crowd to Chavez Ravine, Joe.
I doubt that very much because the only people who are going to show
be
there
for
up
game
there,
five?
The people who are going
it's
to show
Wednesday,
up there,
5 o'clock.
They don't work, okay? The Dodger Stadium is not filled with a bunch of, blue-collar workers who are trying to get in to see their those tickets are already sold, and they're sold to corporations.
Traffic on the 405 to get there in the middle of rush hour may be a beast.
They don't worry. They get flown in. I mean, we're talking Dodger Blue in a game five. Maybe if it was a Tuesday night game and you had, I don't know, the Brewers in town, maybe people would be like, I'd worry about it. Game five, they've been waiting for this. You'll see it'll be Celebrity Row there in the back, too, which is going to get nauseating.
You see your boy O.J. Howard catching a foul ball in the Tampa game yesterday?
And I can tell you who else is going to be there, which is just going to make me want to throw up, is get ready for Marlins, man. I am sure he is going to be behind home plate in this game tonight in the Dodger in Chaz Ravine. It's going to, you know, the guy just shows up everywhere. He's like a bad rash wearing the damn Marlins. Yet he doesn't go to Marlins games, and yet he continues to rep the Marlins jersey. It cracks me up here.
Kawhi Leonard will be there? Kawhi and LeBron?
I think they'll all be there. I really do. LeBron's in China, so that would be difficult. But yes, I think they'll all be there. Anybody who's everybody at a game five will be there.
Paul George together got the seats in the front row.
But where is the question is now? Because again, this happened last night. Where is the game being broadcast on? Is my question. Because I thought last night was on Fox, but it was or TBS, but it was actually I think FS1.
It's very confusing,
man, when you start going around. It's like, all right, guys, just somebody tell me. You got the 5 o'clock game. Yeah, it 5 o'clock should be, I would assume, like TBS, but the 8 o'clock game has got to be Fox, right? I mean, it would have to be on
There's the number one show in America, The Masked Singer, on tonight at Fox.
God damn, you got to be
kidding.
You can't
push The Masked Singer off.
Are you serious?
Joe, it is a TBS doubleheader. Both on TBS.
Oh, really? They're both on TBS.
Looks like it
to
me. Yeah. That's what I'm showing here. They're both on TBS. But, Joe, no. Listen, and you can't mess with my reality TV. That's like you see the State Farm ads or whatever. Don't mess with my discount.
TBS.
Don't mess with my Wednesday reality TV, Joe. I got The Masked Singer. I got Survivor on. I don't know if I'm going to watch this Nats-Dodgers game. I got other stuff to worry about, bro.
TBS. Now, I'm going to assume that once the divisional games here, the championship series will all be on Fox. I'm going to guess that Fox is going to carry the big, you know, like the Yankees.
Saturday, which I believe will be game two of the NLCS and game one of the ALCS.
Okay.
No, we've got TBS, brother man. We've got TBS.
Are you
and we've
serious
got
again? What the hell is on Fox? What is Fox doing here?
I don't know.
ESPN
and then on
has a World
Sunday,
Series, right?
On Sunday, they don't go up against football, so maybe the night game. But I'm seeing, Monday night, TBS.
Wow. TBS.
Tuesday night, TBS, Fox. So, yeah.
But the World Series is ESPN. Is that correct? They own the rights to the World Series? Or does Fox earn the right to the World Series?
Fox will have the World Series. And those
Fox,
games.
Okay. So Fox, Fox better have the World Series. Like, if I got to switch to TNT or like TBS, like, I'm going to scream. Oh, yeah. FS1. Like, that was, we were doing that last night going, like, where is this game?
You know?
Unbelievable. Absolutely unreal. All right. So then you've got, so we've got Fox for the World Series. We've got some sort of combination of FS1, Fox, moving forward with TBS, with the divisional matchups and the, of course, you said the championship series are going to start regardless. This is all going to come to place. Our first championship game is Friday night.
Yes, because look, the two game fives are tonight, right? Today, tonight. Off day tomorrow. And then, yes, game one of the NLCS starts Friday. And then the ALCS is just, you know, a day behind because game five will be Thursday. They get the one day off. And then the Yankees will either be in Houston on Saturday or hosting Tampa Bay on Saturday.
Yeah, so that's an advantage Yanks. I mean, that's it's amazing. They get to sit here, and rotation-wise, the Yankees are set up. They know exactly what they've got. If you're a rotation, if you are either of these teams, by the way, Houston or Tampa Bay, I mean, Tampa Bay, you've already unloaded. Who knows what's going to happen tonight? We might get everybody unloaded again tonight. So then that's a serious disadvantage moving forward. It's interesting. We bitch and moan about these five-game series, but the truth is, big advantage taking care of your business, win out in three games, because a five-game series like we're seeing right now, a lot of these teams, it's every man for himself. Like, rotations are going to be have to patched up in the first couple of games of a seven-game series, whereas you should be getting Cole or Verlander the possibility of two, possibly even three games in a seven-game series. You ain't getting that now with either of those teams if they advance to the Yankees.
Yeah, absolutely. Just look at the math, Joe. You know, had Houston won last, you know, yesterday and closed them out.
Right.
You'd have two more days, and that matters.
Big time. And I don't know exactly how long Cole's got. Lots still to be determined here. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. We'll give you some headlines, too. Speaking of Fox, somebody's going to the broadcast booth.
Yeah.
On that last. We'll do that coming up here. Make it rain.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
It's no secret that our current healthcare system is broken. We're often taught to avoid the doctor unless we're already sick. This is where Forward comes in. Forward doctors deliver personalized insights to put you on the path to better health. And they're based right here in the San Francisco Bay Area. Forward doctors actually spend time listening and getting to know you. Using real-time blood results and genetic analysis, they build a preventative plan with you to mitigate any health risk. And the best part? Forward doctors make it easy by guiding you through small changes to your lifestyle today to achieve long-term results. With the latest technology and tools, Forward's high-caliber team of doctors deliver cutting-edge preventative care. Whether it's finding the root cause of a new problem, managing a condition, or building a plan to achieve your wellness goals, at Forward, your healthiest self is just around the corner. Better yet, Forward doctors help you find exactly what your genes say about your health. It's time to listen to what your body is telling you. Go to GoForward.com today to get the insights you need to put you on the path to better health. That's GoForward.com.
I want people to think about the healthcare workers. You know, we can say, I'll take the risk, I'll get on a plane and go see my family for Thanksgiving because that's important to me. I'll take the risk. If I get sick, it'll be fine. The problem with that is that you don't have a choice if you're going to get sick or not. And maybe you won't get sick, but you don't have a choice as to who you'll infect. And we don't have a choice if they'll die or they'll live.
That's Fiona Tulip, a grieving daughter who lost her mother to COVID-19.
Fiona wants to make sure her mother, a Latina frontline worker from Texas, is more than just a number scrolling on the news feed.
We've got to think about the people who are working and risking their lives to save our lives. And we have to remember that we don't have a choice into how this virus acts. We can't choose whether it infects us or infects someone else, and we can't choose if we stay alive or if we die.
I'm Justin Beck, founder and CEO of Contact World. Listen to Contact World, the podcast, on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In here, let's make it rain on the grid, sportsgrid.com. I'm Joe Ranieri. He is Dane Martinez. And thank you guys for waking up here on this Wednesday, October the 9th, as we get ready for, middle of the week here. We got, like we said, a little college football tonight, a little rare Sun Belt action. Actually, two teams that can put the ball in the end zone, which will be fun to watch. But you got game fives beginning, 5 p.m. first game. St. Louis taking on Atlanta. Winner advances and waits to see who wins. The 8 o'clock game between the Dodgers and the Nats. And it's going to be a lot of fun to see where the line moves from this point, because both numbers, there's some value. Always, and we told you this postseason, on the underdogs in these games here. There's also value on the totals, because we've seen this before. You're not going to get those 14-7 games in the playoffs, guys. It's just not going to happen. The total was 7.5 last night in that Astros-Tampa game, and guess what? It hit. Once again, the under was the play there, and I don't, now you've got, especially in the 5 o'clock game, you've got two teams that are combined about a 230 hitting team, both of these ball clubs here over the last month. They're not hitting either of them. And when you consider the fact that pitching is winning, pitching is dominating the hitting right now across all of these games, it's amazing how, Dane, we have seen one game through 162 of them being played, right? Among 30 teams, 162 games, countless amounts of baseball that we consumed over the year, and yet we are getting games that we didn't exist during the regular season for many times. I mean, we had games few like that few and far between, but for the most part, you know, a four-game series, a Thursday through Sunday series against, I don't know, Kansas City or Baltimore, yeah, you would have never seen anything like this. It's unbelievable how we watched one game take place during the year, and then now in the playoffs, this game looks a hell of a lot more like the game we all grew up loving and watching than whatever the hell that was. I haven't heard juiced ball once during the playoffs. Have you heard it at all? Any broadcast? Have you read any? Because I can't find anybody talking about juiced ball right now during the playoffs.
No, but what I am hearing are things like bunts and stolen bases and hitting the ball the other way, you know, and manufacturing runs. And we talked about this. Playoff baseball is different. Sphincters get tighter. The weather's a little cooler. And more importantly, the playoff teams have good pitchers, okay? We set records left and right this year. But, Joe, remember in the middle of the summer, we were talking about position players having to come in and pitch. We were talking about how bad these bullpens are. But guess what? In a playoff scenario, it's starters coming in to follow guys, right? Mm. And every run is magnified. The pressure is mounting. And we foretold this, Joe. I hope people were listening to Make It Rain, because we said this was going to happen, and that, you know, this artificial push up of the totals because of the home run and three true outcomes was going to provide value come the playoffs. I hope you've been hammering it just like us. And Joe, honestly, this game in LA, there's a 7 total. We didn't see any 7 totals in the regular season. We thought 7.5 was like a matchup of stud aces. We're seeing 7s. We're seeing a lot of 7.5s. We're seeing 3.5 first 5. We didn't see those numbers in the regular season.
Well, you know, we
they were so few and far between because, all right, if DeGrom was on the mound and happened to be matched up against the Strasburg, but those didn't happen on a, you know, they were very few and far between. For the most part, we're looking at these 3, 4, 5 bullpen days. And listen, it's not that this whole argument that, well, the ball is juiced, which is why bullpens suck. Well, how is it that starters are now coming into games here, getting the job done, but bullpen? So to me, the quality of the pitching, forget about the ball. We're not getting 14-run games here, guys. So the fact that we've got
to
bring in
to the top.
It's amazing to me. Like the quality of the pitching on all of these teams from a bullpen, including the Cardinals and it's so suspect. It blows my mind that, you know, you're right. It was a two half game during the season from a betting perspective, first five and then maybe a total situation, but you held onto your breath if you were ever going to do a full game line because the bullpens came in. But now it's like, okay, the bullpens, what's your excuse now? Why in the world would I have to bring in Patrick Corbin to be a relief pitcher? Why can't I trust the bullpen to be able to get the job done in the playoffs? Why? Because the quality of the pitching sucks, Dane. I'm blown away on how bad it is in the bullpen arena.
Yeah, and I'm going to be very interested to see, Joe, how this then plays out in the month of January. And that's because, like, what is rewarded with contracts in the offseason, Joe?
Yes.
You know,
yep.
When you've got a guy, and I'm going to use the same, like, case all winter long, Joe, so get ready for it. Josh Donaldson, who is known as a power hitter, right? I think he almost won an MVP award with Toronto one year, okay?
Right.
He's over 30, and he's a guy who's going to hit you 30 or some odd home runs. But guess what? That comes a dime a dozen in a 2019 Major League Baseball, right? However, like Dylan Betances, who maybe hit the open market, some of these bullpen arms on non-contending teams, if they hit the open market, some of these teams that are playing right now that have eyes on being competitive, they're going to open up the Brinks truck for these guys. I think that we are learning this exact lesson, and I think front offices are going to learn that lesson and follow the money come this offseason. I think that's where teams are going to spend, Joe.
I agree, Dana, because let's face it, the two best bullpens right now that are left, one of them's in New York, and which we all knew, but they invested in that bullpen.
Right.
And the other one is in Tampa Bay, guys, where they can roll out 6 or 7 guys from the pen and shut you down. We're talking about a Houston Astros team, guys, that on average would score, you know, 8, 9 runs a game. No problem. Their lineup was ferocious. Well, ferocious until the quality of the pitching guys that they're bringing in are ridiculous, but there's no $1 trillion arms in that bullpen. They are guys that do their job. They're well coached. They come in, they do exactly what they are asked to do. They handle it. And so something's got to give. Either if you're not going to buy the arms, this goes all back to me to coaching and minor league systems. And there are teams that have great ones, and there are teams that don't care about anything other than give me a marquee name so I can sell seats, and that's the end of it. And that's what the game has been split into. There's no reason for Tampa Bay to have that kind of bullpen while everybody else is, you know, Washington's trying to figure out which way is up and what starter can we bring in. It's absurd to me.
Listen, Joe, I've said for as long as anyone will listen, I've said it to you multiple times. The opener, part of that is a financial strategy, Joe.
Yes,
because you know what? Teams like Oakland, teams like Tampa, you know what they are not going to be able to afford in the offseason? Garrett Cole. They will not be able to afford Garrett Cole. You know what they will be able to afford? Some 26-year-old left-hander that nobody knows about that can throw 100 out of the pen.
Yep.
That contract will be very, you know, stomachable, you know, and so that's how these teams are going to start building their rosters. It allows the kids, the Glasnows of the world, to come on up.
Yep.
You know, you don't
have
to spend it. And Cole is one thing, but these days, a number three starter is getting a 6-year, $20 million per deal. Makes no sense. Build it the other way. Yep. Kansas City Royals even did this, remember, with their firemen in innings 7, 8, and 9, and they turned it into a World Series championship, Joe. This is the way, you know, smart teams, why spend $200 million on your second or third starter who may or may not be great, who may need Tommy John, spread that over four lights-out bullpen dudes that can come in innings 5, 6, 7, 8, you know?
Yep.
That's the way it is going to work.
And you're starting to see the teardown of the Boston Red Sox right now. The headlines have already come out. They are going under $200 million. They don't care what they've got to do. They are not spending that kind of money anymore. They at least got smart. The whole reason they got rid of Dombrowski is he was a bit old school there. Hand out these ridiculous contracts to guys like David Price and to Chris Sale, which, congratulations. You're going to be stuck paying these guys hundreds of millions of dollars, and they are only going to win 7 games. So the writing is on the wall, and the game has changed. Even the Yankees, they've got a couple of big but they've got, you know, they've got a bunch of young guys. The reason the Yankees are where they are isn't because they got $250 million invested in Stanton, guys. It's not. It's because their farm system, they invested in that 5 years ago with Cashman, and they cleared house. They had emptied it during the Jeter era. The minute that Jeter left and retired, that era was long gone. The Yankees saw the writing on the wall, and it was all about the youth. It was all about getting prospects and not just getting them. It's kind of what Jeter's trying to do here in Miami that people don't understand, is that that's the way the Houston Astros, they were winning 30, 40 games. They sucked, but you know what they did? Yeah. All of those guys, Altuve, Carrera, guys, they all came from the farm system, man. That's how you do it. And you're going to see the Red Sox now head in that direction. There's going to be some lean years for the Boston Red Sox coming up here, guys. I hate to break it to you, but those days of, you know, $200, $300 million, but yeah, no, guys, that's, you build it through the farm system, and then you keep the really, really good superstars, Dane, but you keep that process continuing to roll. Don't ever let your farm system get depleted is ultimately the goal of these teams now.
I mean, Joe, there are examples all across Major League Baseball where kids have come up and have huge offensive impact. Look no further than in this town I'm in right now. Who led Major League Baseball in home runs this year? Pete Alonso. There was questions about if he would even start the season with the big club. Okay, and now what we're seeing is that hitting, young hitting with the launch angle and the way home runs are hit, it is a dime or a dozen. It is replaceable. Yep. It is findable. What's not findable is the true cream of the crop in terms of a starting pitcher, right?
Right.
Corbin was the only one who got big money last year. You know, Cole is the only one who's going to get big money, all right? And then it's going to be about finding these relievers, how you piece it together as these kids develop. That's the way team building is going to be. And you talk about it, the Yankees also realized when the 1 year they weren't in it, they sold Aroldis Chapman. They sold Andrew Miller, and they stocked their farm system real quick. By the way, when they traded Chapman, let's not forget who they got back, Gleyber effing Torres. We signed Chapman back also.
Yep. And listen, Tampa Bay is doing a fantastic job, and I think it's hilarious, too. Just keep an eye, guys. The starting pitchers tomorrow night for the Astros in Tampa, you've got Gerrit Cole and Tyler Glasnow, two guys that were drafted and came up through the Pirates system who are now – these are two former Pittsburgh Pirates. They could have been on the same staff in Pittsburgh, except Pittsburgh. I don't know what that organization. Good luck with that organization. I don't know what the hell they're doing. They're looking for a manager.
Same thing though, Joe. And they weren't wrong. They grabbed Cole. They had Glasnow. They have their kid Mitch Keller. They have the other one I forget that lost the testicle that I forget about. They got some. They just couldn't put
it
all together.
They got Austin Meadows from Pittsburgh. Awesome. Like, Pittsburgh's been a great found. And then they get rid of everyone before they got to pay him.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Absolutely crazy. Terrible organization. But for every Tampa, there'll be two Pittsburghs in Major League Baseball from now until the end of time. So, all right, we'll take a look. Hour number two. We'll dive into some of these numbers on these games here. We'll do that coming up. Let's make it rain.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
What do we mean by sales disruptors? Well, it's today's business leaders sharing their experience on how they manage through change. Like,
so this is a great opportunity to sharpen your tools. In a down market where you're not making a lot of big changes, there's an opportunity to go back and clean up things that need attention. Everything has wear and tear, so there's a great opportunity to go back and get caught up.
Tune in to Sales Disruptors, an Exactly podcast on Spotify or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. When markets change, leaders must reinvent. We all know that's more important than ever. Sales Disruptors is a brand new podcast from Exactly, the global leader in helping businesses reinvent the way they manage sales. Join us for candid conversations with global business leaders on how to thrive no matter what the market throws at you. Sales Disruptors. Download today on Spotify or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Back when, John Madden was calling games and he used to drive that Madden bus into the areas where he's doing. Well, yeah, there might be a little more of that coming now, only it's going to be the Gronk bus that's pulling into to stadium parking lots around the country. I don't know if he's actually going to be in it, but it would not at all surprise me if you see the Gronk bus pulling to a town near you as he just signed with Fox to be an analyst here in some of these games moving forward. And listening to Gronk talk is an interesting experience. You might lose a few IQ points if you listen to it more than 5 minutes. But the truth is, he's exactly what Fox wants, because he's going to attract some eyeballs. He's entertaining. He's fun. But I don't know how many people are going to be glued to a television set to watch Gronk, as opposed to maybe if he turned around in a couple of weeks, Dane, and said, you know what, I'm going back. I'm going to go back and get one final run. Then I think you'd see a lot more eyeballs on television sets than him being an analyst. They did just cut Ben Watson, the tight end that they had signed in the offseason. We know they've got some problems with the tight end position. They need a pass catcher, guys. They need another option. He has not ruled it out, still not ruling it out, even with this announcement. He's got until Thanksgiving, man. What do you think? Does he give it one more shot? Do you think he can be talked into coming back on that field?
I think he could be talked into it. I ultimately don't think it will happen. The last time I saw a Gronk talking, he was also talking about the pain and not having joy in football and all that. But the most important indicator is the man is down about 25, 30 pounds, Joe. So if he wanted to, he would have to build back up, which would take some time. I'm not saying he couldn't do it, but just physiologically, he would need to take some time. Like, have you seen Joe Thomas on the set? He's lost like 70 pounds. Yeah, that's the other thing, okay? These players lose the weight, and so he might want to and feel good enough. But, you know, I think he would have to – it would be obvious to people, too, because we'd see him bulking up, over time. So that would be the indicator for me. I don't think it's going to happen.
It'll be interesting. He gets – he starts calling these games in the booth. He might start to get that itch. I heard that from Romo a couple of times when he first did it, too. Let's see what happened with Witten. You know, he couldn't wait to get back to the – mostly because he sucked. But hour two coming up here.
Salesforce presents a mini meditation. Close your eyes and let your video conference calls fade away. Ignore the voices drifting from your laptop. Forget how your chin looks from this angle. And focus on what really matters, your customer. On your path to customer success, focus your teams with a single 360-degree view of your customer with Salesforce Customer 360. Find customer focus at salesforce.com/360.
Are you a Henry? It stands for high earner, not rich yet. It means that despite earning a six-figure income, you're struggling to amass any meaningful nest egg. Our friends at The Motley Fool can help. Since 1993, they've been providing investment advice, helping members build the financial future they envision. To kickstart your 2021 financial goals, they're offering five of their favorite stock picks for free. Realizing you're a Henry? Remember the not rich yet part. You can do it, and The Motley Fool can help. Visit fool.com/best bets.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.